Ann Coulter, Pussy, Hats, Whipped. By Ann Coulter on November 7, 2018. That's all you got? 2 years of non-stop campaigning, denouncing and doxing. And all the resistance has to show for it is a House majority smaller than the one Republicans currently have and a net loss of 3 Senate seats? Thank you, Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Democratic leaders may try saying, this is just what we wanted. We wanted to be down by 3 Senate seats. But I think their voters are saying, we were hoping for more of a rebuke. The media exhausted itself on this election. Can they go back to that level of hysteria today? President Clinton lost 54 House seats and 8 Senate seats in his first midterm, as voters responded to Hillary's attempt to socialize health care. President Obama lost 63 House seats and 6 Senate seats in his first midterm, as voters responded to the Democrats' successful party-line vote to socialize health care. America's response to Trump's first 2 years? Republicans lost fewer than 40 House seats and gained Senate seats. Again, thank you, Justice Kavanaugh. And that was with more than 40 House Republicans being spooked into retiring rather than go down to certain defeat in what the media convinced them would be a big blue wave. It's always a bad idea to give Democrats control of any part of government. You don't want those guys running a lemonade stand. But, wow, are there silver linings? First, all the worst Republican House members were defeated, such as cheap labor advocate Kevin Yoder of Kansas and Florida's Representative Carlos Curbelo, a second-generation immigrant who goes around calling his fellow Republicans white supremacists. Alleged white supremacist Steve King won and Curbelo lost, ha 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 ha. As the movie character Ninochka said of Stalin's Reign of Terror, the last mass trials were a great success. There are going to be fewer but better Russians. Second, the main accomplishment of the resistance in the first midterm was to help Trump win his re-election bid. Even voters skeptical about Trump will embrace him after 2 minutes, let alone 2 years, of watching Speaker Nancy Pelosi run the House, Representative Maxine Waters chair the House Financial Services Committee, Representative Jerry Nadler head the Judiciary Committee, and Representative Adam Schiff run around issuing subpoenas all over town. How about Representative Alcee Hastings, an impeached and convicted bribe taker? His seniority surely requires giving him a committee chairmanship. Is Pelosi going to discriminate against Hastings just because he's a proud black man? Right now, Pelosi is trying to determine which committee chairmanship requires no honesty whatsoever. Voters will be pleading, couldn't we get an infrastructure bill? Will you please do something about all these criminal aliens in my sanctuary city? And the Democrats will be carrying on about Trump's taxes. The Senate math was on Republican side, but countering that were several GOP retirements. Republicans not only held the Senate with a bigger margin, but now with no Jeff Flake, John McCain or Bob Corker. The only GOP senator to lose his re-election was Dean Heller of Nevada. That makes him the fourth Republican who supported Marco Rubio's 2013 amnesty bill to lose a seat. Inasmuch as about 85% of incumbent senators win re-election, at least for the past quarter century, this is quite an accomplishment. Mercifully, of the 14 GOP traitors who voted for Rubio's amnesty, only 6 remain in office. 4 were beaten, 3 retired 1 step ahead of the guillotine and 1 took the easy way out by dying. Which raises the question, what exactly was Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's plan for victory? Hope a Supreme Court justice retired and that the Democrats would make vicious and false claims against our nominee? The Republicans' stunning Senate victories resulted from nothing they did. These are the guys who ran like little girls from Trump's campaign promises on immigration. Republicans didn't even bother forcing Democrats to cast wildly unpopular votes on the wall, sanctuary cities or anchor babies. In fact, Republicans did very little of interest to any voters. The one and only reason Republicans picked up Senate seats in a midterm election is the utter derangement of the resistance, which, by complete happenstance, was recently put on display when Democrats got the bright idea to falsely accuse a sweet nerd like Brett Kavanaugh of gang rape. As Trump is accused of the foulest treason over the next 2 years, he might want to remember Kavanaugh. You think having MSNBC gloat over your tax returns and Robert Mueller accusing you of collusion with Russia is outrageous? I imagine it was also unpleasant to be accused from every media outlet of gang rape. but just as Kavanaugh and his family soldiered on, winning the nomination and winning 3 Senate seats for the GOP. Just remember, Mr. President, every time Adam Schiff appears on TV, the RNC should be sending a receipt to the Democrats.